Welcome back to Seabrook, where belonging is everything.
In animation, zombies and humans play together.
We're a strong, united, and tight-knit community. And that's a good thing, because it wasn't always this way. There was a time when we had to protect ourselves.
Horses pull covered wagons.
Legend has it that when the first settlers came to Seabrook, they found wild beasts with sharp claws lurking in the forest.
Which sparked an epic battle. Seabrook settlers bravely fought off the monstrous attack.
Humans wield spears and torches.
And discovered a powerful energy source.
A massive purple stone glows.
Realizing they discovered a precious resource, they safeguarded it from the beasts.
They weren't gonna let anyone steal their treasure, so they hid it. And the town prospered and grew rich by harnessing the precious energy source. Seabrook benefited greatly as it grew strong, happy, and unified.
The beasts were a distant memory.
Seabrook forgot monsters could be real.
Until clearly, they were. A little lime soda mixed with a dash of industrial-strength Seabrook energy, and boom!
A building explodes.
Zombies were created.
A title appears, Disney Zombies 2. An animated view of a beach changes to live action.
In a lot of ways, Seabrook's moved on since then. But it's hard to bury your past.
People playfully run around. Zed bursts out of the sand hand first. Zoe and numerous other kids flee. Zed climbs out and chases them. Zed looks at us.
Hey, I'm Zed. And yep, still a zombie.
He picks up Zoe.
For zombies in Seabrook, things are changing. Every day is better than the last.
Later, he strolls with Zoe.
Seabrook is getting rid of all of its old anti-monster law. So now, Zombie Town is open to everyone.
Hey. Mine!
Wait, no, Zoe, wait for me.
A gate into Zombie Town reads Unification Gate, all are welcome.
And business is booming.
Hey!
What's up, Coach?
Oh, football offseason has been good to me, Zed. Invested in a Froyo card. Little side hustle, gonna go global. Gonna buy a car, get some dress shirts, go on vacation without my great aunt Edna. Though she loves swimwear weather. You know what, I might just bring her along.
Cauliflower brains, mocha crunch, please.
You got it.
Seabrook has way more flavors than just vanilla now. I'll take a vanilla, Coach. What? I like vanilla. In a couple days, we're even tearing down old Seabrook Power to build a new cheer pavilion. And not to take too much credit for all the positive changes, but yeah, I did good. It's hard to believe there was a time when people were afraid of zombies.
Zed walks toward the power plant. Inside, his father holds a clipboard.
Okay, let's triple check that.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, son. First day as foreman of the demo crew. Big day for zombie kind.
Yeah, you'll do great. Just don't make any lame zombie dad jokes.
But the working stiffs love them.
On a lawn, a banner reads, "Welcome to Cheer Camp." Cheerleaders burst through the sign, then run and flip toward a shrimp mascot. Running with Addison, Bree pauses and beams.
Cheer Camp! Even more sparkling than a dream!
Hi, I'm Addison, and this is Cheer Camp, a place where everyone belongs. We're a unified squad.
Split up!
Usually unified?
She hurries to join the squad. They split in two groups, and Bucky flips between them.
Yay, Bucky!
That's Cheer Captain Bucky, my cousin.
Bucky motions for silence.
You've all heard the stories of bloodthirsty monsters who roam these woods, feasting on innocent cheerleaders.
Three cheerleaders pop up. Bree and Bonzo hug each other.
Well, those stories are just silly make-believe, but you better believe we're gonna break you down and build you back up into peppy little cheer machines like Lacey.
She kicks up a leg.
Stacy.
She raises her arms.
And our most recent AC, JC.
JC, a boy with a short afro, does a backflip, then grins and bows.
I'm Kevin.
Bucky glares.
Right? We changed my name to JC, which I love, by the way.
He leaves as Bucky smiles.
Long live the AC! You three lead the veterans. You're the A-team. Addison, Bree, you take the newbies. You're the Z-team.
At the power plant.
They can't tear it down, Zed.
Seabrook Power hasn't worked for years.
It's an important part of zombie heritage.
This is progress, Eliza. And now, we can even go to prom.
A flyer.
Prom is like super-sized prom, but Mighty Shrimp theme. And this is the first year zombies can attend. And it's gonna be epic.
I'm wild
and proud to be a zombie.
Sometimes too loud. Soon, Z-band tech will get so good that zombies will blend right in.
I dream of a day we ditch our Z-bands and let our inner monsters roar. At cheer camp.
Zombies, this is obviously your first cheer camp. Now, I'm not anti-change, I'm just pro keeping things the way they are because you don't mess with success. This week, the veterans and the newbies will compete for the Cheer Camp Cup to see who is more cheer-tastic. The veterans have always won the Cheer Camp Cup, right, ACs?
Right.
We'll see about that.
To the cheer corps.
Watch and learn, Snowball.
Ah, yes, my hair. Still white, still well-conditioned, and still drawing fire from the ACs.
Addison, get those pom-poms pumping.
Let's show them that we got this.
Yeah! Addison's Z-Team performs.
We're back here on the scene and everyone's together. With zombies on the team, it's better than ever, better than ever.
Those moves won't get the gold. Green hair is so whatever.
Well, you'll never break the mold.
Cause we're better than ever, better than ever.
Tearing down the power plant. You're welcome, Seabrook, I'm your man. To build the place where everyone can cheer. I'm making zombie kind cool, not fear.
Making progress, that's great, but what's the price we have to pay?
Ready for a new day, ready for a change.
People, zombies, everybody say!
Hey, we got this. Team enough to make progress. Change the rules, you can't stop this. Together we rise, you know we got this.
As a Z-Team cheerleader flips, Bucky fires a Buckzooka water cannon, throwing them into a lake.
Together we rise, you know we got this.
Addison and Bree shake their heads, inside at a table.
I wish that I could call. You get my letters. Hope I get asked to prom. It'd be better than ever, better than ever.
Oh, Addison, my love, Gargar goes up forever.
We pull the strings.
We run the show.
Cause we're better than ever, better than ever.
We're finally allowed to go to prom. Gonna get a ziggy ziggy zombie on. Counting down the days, I've been keeping track. Kinda wishing Addison would write me back. Imagine me taking her to the dance.
A human and a zombie, hand in hand.
Ready for a new day, ready for a change.
Lacey gives Addison pom-poms made of her shredded mail. In a hallway, Zed marches past couples photos on a wall labeled Prawn Wall of Fame.
Here in this hall, up on these walls, picturing Addison beside me. Then they will say, we're all the same. And they can see the life inside me.
Oh, what's it gonna take? What's it gonna take? What's it gonna take? What's it gonna take?
At cheer camp.
The last day of cheer camp in our final challenge!
An obstacle course.
Zombies, your unique squad would have to crush the course record to win. So, not happening.
Yeah, we are different, Bucky, but that's what makes us stronger.
Bonzo lifts Addison onto his shoulders.
Way stronger!
The A-team cheerleaders perform a routine on a platform. Some flip while three groups form and lift girls. The girls jump, then spin and land on their feet. They move into formation and pose. A backdrop opens to let the A-team onto the obstacle course. The Z team takes to the platform. The A team runs a mud pit bridged by a few slack lines. The Z team dances with bent knees and elbows. They lean back in unison, then vault a member. Members of the A team bounce on the slack lines. The backdrop turns into a climbing wall.
Okay, we got this.
Let's go.
The Z team starts climbing.
We got this.
We got this.
An A-team member bounces off a line and falls into the mud below. The Z-team climbs to the top of the wall. Lacey falls in the mud. Bonzo pulls Bree up. Stacy loses her balance. With Zed.
Ready for a new day, ready for a change. People, zombies, everybody say!
Hey, we got this. Team enough to make progress.
At the course, the Z-team ziplines over the mud pit. In Zombie Town, Zed and others dance in front of a movie theater.
Chase the rules, you can't stop this. Together we rise, you know we got this.
Zed and the zombies dance down a street. At the course, the Z team flips Addison to the top of a human pyramid. In Zombie Town, Zed wheels a ladder and other items along as he follows Zoe. The zombies wave. At the course, Addison rings a bell atop the pyramid.
Z team wins.
The Z team dismantles their human pyramid. The muddy A team approaches Bucky. The Z team hurries over.
Aces! Disappointing. You can't be scared to get those jazz hands dirty. Cheer Camp Cup is yours.
He gives Addison a trophy, then takes it back.
Glad you enjoyed it. Now let's make this victory about me. I've decided to be school president this year. Now, technically there's an election, but come on. Which means we'll need a new cheer captain while I rule the school. Who's worthy to lead?
No. We need a captain that's gonna build a united squad. Someone like Addison.
Thanks, Bree. Being cheer captain has always been my dream.
Now, a school bus travels down a road cutting through a lush forest. As the shrimp mascot drives, Addison looks at us.
Cheer camp's over and we're finally headed home. I'm so excited to see, well, you know.
Yes! I got invited to prom! Oh, okay.
Bree and Addison watch as he hugs a girl.
Well, getting invited to prom sounds great, but Bonzo won't even look at me.
She turns to look at Bonzo, who catches her eye and quickly looks down. He carves an image of Bree's face in an apple. It reads, I heart Bree on the other side.
No invitation to prom for me either. Do you think Zed forgot about me?
No.
With Zed.
When do I throw the confetti?
You'll know.
Zed screws a bulb to a sign. Meanwhile, the school bus drives through twine stretched low across the road, unrolling signs to the side that read, Addison, will you? On the bus, Bonzo spots them.
Zerugula!
Addison, will you?
A device sparks. Two more signs unroll. Go to the prawn. Zed screws the bulb into an arrow.
Zed!
Uh-oh.
Standing on a tall ladder, he turns to see the bus heading toward him. The bus rolls past Zoe and hits the ladder, then swerves as Zed hangs onto the roof. The students in the bus get thrown around. By the roadside, Zoe gawks, then runs after the bus. Zed dangles from the roof by one hand and hangs in front of Addison's window. She presses her palm to the window. He does the same, then loses his grip and falls. Getting up, he watches as the bus swerves off the road and plunges into the forest. Zoe tosses confetti on Zed, who rushes towards the forest. She follows. The cheerleaders shake as the bus bumps through the forest. They crash through a fence with a sign that reads, Forbidden Forest, keep out. The bus crashes into a low mound and stops.
Is everybody okay?
Bucky and Lacey check their faces. He runs to the back.
Nothing can happen to me, I'm way too important!
He dives out.
Everyone, stay calm.
Great leadership, Addy. Very future cheer captain of you.
Zed!
Addison rushes out the back door. Bucky rises, then collapses. Addison sprints through the forest. Sunlight glows through a tall canopy of trees. A branch rips Addison's sleeve as she passes. She grips her arm and looks around.
Who's there? Zed? Who's there? Hello? Can anybody hear me? Zed?
A figure runs behind trees. Humans with white patches in their hair surround Addison. A curly-haired woman lifts her face toward the moon, then darts off. As Addison looks around, Zed clasps her shoulder from behind, and she punches him.
Ah! Oh! Zed!
I miss you, too.
There they are!
Zoe, we're not alone. We're surrounded by werewolves.
Cool!
What? Wolves?
What wolves?
Herewolves? Werewolves!
The ACs take out their phones.
Nobody's gonna believe this.
At City Hall.
Werewolves are real! I always, always said the stories of monsters in the forest were real. And no one believed me!
Bucky pouts.
I thought werewolves were just myths.
Yeah, like cavities.
Bucky turns to JC.
Those are real too?
Werewolves, ew! I really hope my allergies don't act up.
Please, can I have one? I'm the only zombie in my class. A werewolf friend would be great. I'll feed them and walk them.
Yeah, werewolves ain't class pets, Zoe, and they certainly ain't friendly.
Addison faces her parents.
I'm okay.
Aunt Missy, Uncle Dale, the crash was horrible, but I protected Addison. Anyone as courageous as me would have done the same. Though not really, I am super brave.
Mom, Dad, everything is fine.
It's not fine. There are werewolves circling us right now, waiting to attack.
Yeah, and I'm way too tasty. I'm always looking like a snack.
Bucky smirks.
Somebody has to do something.
And someone will. Hold my purse.
She marches to a lectern.
By order of City Council, effective immediately, all anti-monster laws are reinstated.
Addison's mom, Missy, motions for her silence.
Zed, we need to talk.
We do. Even though you didn't write or answer any of my letters.
No, I wrote. A lot.
She shows him the pom-poms.
The AC shredded all of our letters.
She rolls her eyes. Stacy and Lacey high-five. Addison shakes her head. Zed smiles and kneels.
Addison, will you make me the luckiest zombie and be my date to prom?
No.
Great. No?
Everyone's freaking out about werewolves, so the anti-monster laws are in effect again, which means...
Zombies can't go to prom. Ouch.
But we're gonna fight this, Zed.
Okay, so that's why you said no?
Yeah.
Zed grins.
Why are you smiling?
Because when you said no, I thought you didn't like me anymore. But the only problem here is a bunch of bloodthirsty werewolves. We can so fix that.
She grins. Now at school.
Attention.
In Zombie Town, humans and zombies scramble around. A helmeted man in glasses spots Coach's frozen yogurt stand and stops.
Oh, no. We're closed. We're good. Dreams of froyo success melted away. But monsters everywhere. Look, I like zombies. They like froyo. But werewolves like human flesh. Maybe with sprinkles. Everybody likes sprinkles. Just run. High knees, run.
Coach pushes his cart away. A guard puts a humans-only sign on a store window. Eliza and Bonzo exit a building.
They see one werewolf and we can't go to prawn? Okay, we have to fight this. Protest. Boycott. Hunger strike.
Bonzo looks at his food.
Fine, finish your sandwich. But this is so unfair.
He bites into his sandwich as they walk off by Zoe's house.
Zoe! Come on home! It's not safe out here with these werewolves on the loose.
Just one sec.
The helmeted man approaches.
Have you seen a werewolf? I'm looking for a werefriend.
You silly kid, there's no such thing as werewolves.
But we heard it howl.
Maybe it was a hiker saying, how's it going?
It was a werewolf.
But what big eyes you have.
Zoe! Come on!
Zoe goes to her house. The man grabs Zoe's flyer. It reads, Werewolf Friend Wanted. A patch on the man's coveralls reads Seabrook Public Works. He walks through a mangled fence and heads toward a dilapidated building. In the Forbidden Forest, sunlight filters through the trees. Werewolves gather at a cave entrance as the helmeted man approaches.
He's back! Wolves!
The man removes his helmet to reveal a white patch of hair and youthful features, then takes off his coveralls. A woman opens a box in which a blue stone pendant shimmers. She puts the necklace over his head. A guy opens a box of paint and applies two blue stripes on the man's face. He grows fangs and his eyes glow yellow as he faces the curly-haired girl.
What did you find out?
They saw you howling, Willa.
So?
We're exposed.
Looks nothing like us, Wyatt. We have way better hair than that.
Stop being such a worry wolf, brother. I only said a woo! It's like saying ciao, or aloha, or I'll rip your throat out. Anyway, who cares what they think? It's a terrible town.
We have to find the Great Alpha.
If there even is a Great Alpha.
Willa! We saw her in the forest. She had the white hair.
Probably just the light.
She's real. And she's going to lead us to the Moonstone. And you know we don't have much time. More and more of our pack are getting sick. Our necklaces are almost out of power. We need to find the Moonstone.
And when we do, we can recharge our necklaces and stay wolf strong for another 100 years.
Yeah. Okay. Even if the girl is the Great Alpha, how do we find her?
I found this in the woods. It's hers.
We'll track her down with our keen sense of smell.
It says Seabrook High on it, so I thought we might just look there.
Ugh. Okay, fine. We find the girl, and if she's the Great Alpha, she'll tell us where the Moonstone is hidden.
We go in the morning.
We go tonight.
More tonight works.
At night, a huge moon shines in the dark sky, its soft light illuminating the dense forest below. Various werewolves perform acrobatic moves. The curly-haired woman, Willa, grabs a tree.
No one's catching me unless I wanna be caught. I'm dancing in the shadows, ain't no leash when I walk. It's great to feel invincible, it's great to feel alive. My appetite's insatiable, there's nowhere it can hide. Freedom isn't up to them, it's only up to us.
Us.
I'm the alpha, I'm the leader, I'm the one to trust.
Trust.
Together we do whatever it takes, we're in this pack for life.
We're wolves, we own the night.
We own what we own, oh we own the night. Oh we own what
we own the night.
Anything that is worse than a box or bite. Oh we own what we own.
Willa dances with her pack. They whirl their bodies through the darkness. The man Wyatt stalks forward.
I'm picking up the scent, it seems we're on the right track. The moonlight's on the rooftops, the wind is at our backs. We're living in the shadows, we're living for the chase. Our legacy is in our sights, so let's pick up the pace. We're on a quest to find the power that's inside of us.
Us.
She's the alpha, she's the leader, she's the one to trust.
Us.
Together we do whatever it takes, we're in this pack for life.
The pack leaves the Forbidden Forest. They march through Seabrook at night. They hide behind huge pastel flower pots as a couple passes by with a dog.
We own the night.
We own what we own. The night is our home. We own what we own.
Wolves!
They rush into the school. The werewolves dance in a hallway, performing hip-hop moves on the floor. Willa leads the pack over to a small vent door in a wall.
We'll hide here, find the girl, get our moonstone, and leave this awful place.
I wouldn't call it awful. They got something called Froyo.
Willa rolls her eyes.
Yeah, you're right, this town's the worst.
Wyatt glances around, then follows the others into the vent. In the day, humans and zombies mill about outside the school. Inside, Addison and Zed walk together.
I really thought we'd all be at the prawn together. I thought Seabrook had changed.
It did. Believe me, I will find a way to get us to the prawn.
Or we can miss it together.
I'm not letting you miss the prawn.
If you can't go, I'm not going.
Well, I like you too much not to let you go.
Well, I like you too much to leave you behind. I am so not going.
Ugh, you guys even fight like a perfect couple.
How's it going, Eliza?
You know, fighting injustice is keeping me busy.
And looking good doing it, zombie.
I'm thinking the student president should get his own corner office. Let's see if we can move out the math department. Write that down.
Addison, time to officially nominate me as president. Let's keep it understated yet extravagant and flashy.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Tyr could be so much more than just pom-pomming for Bucky.
Addison! Once we're Tyr captain, you are so off the team.
And when I'm Tyr captain, you'll be welcome to stay, because I'll be making Tyr about bringing people together.
That was awful trash talk.
I know, right? You'll never be Tyr captain, freak.
Sia.
Addison leaves with Stacy and Lacey.
I gotta find a way to get us to the prom.
We can crash it. I mean, we can't make the rules, but we can break them.
But we can make the rules. We just need the right leader.
In an auditorium.
Okay, are there any more nominees for president? Just a reminder that being part of student council means that we get to hang. Anybody want to hang? Anyone want to hang out? Anyone? Oh, we could come up with our very own complicated high five. That'd be fun, huh?
The principal mimes an awkward handshake. Bonzo plays a brass instrument in the school band. A banner unrolls, reading Bucky for president. Bucky grins, then performs several flips into a twisting move and poses. Zed watches by the band.
Good job!
Bucky fakes out the principal with a hair stroke instead of high five.
Great news! We have a brilliant and cheer-tested candidate running for president this year. Me!
I'm running against Bucky for president, but I need to one-up his entrance. The question is, how?
Bree shakes her pom-poms. She spots Bonzo with the band and smiles. His eyes widen and accidentally hits Zed in the back with his horn. Zed tumbles down the bleachers and bounces high, then tumbles onto the floor. Zed shoves Bucky into the principal.
So be strong! Hello, everyone. My name is Zed, and I am running for president. Yeah.
Zed can't steal my spotlight. What about the whole anti-monster thingy?
Anyone can run for president, Bucky.
She actually has a point, Mr. Bucky.
What?
Yes.
A zombie president?
Ew!
Zombies pump their fists.
As the first ever zombie president, I will allow zombies to go to the prom. I will take Addison as my date, and we will get our photo on the prom wall of fame. Maybe they'll rename the school after me one day. Zed Necrodopolis High. Preferably before I graduate. Okay. If you vote for me, I will bring you prosperity and awesomeness!
In the hallway, Wyatt, Willa, and the pack climb out of the vent.
The great alpha's in here.
Focus. Remember, we're fierce. We're savage.
We're werewolves!
That's right, Winter.
We're scared of nothing.
Except Silver.
Yeah, Silver.
And Ticks.
And Rabies.
Come on. We're quiet. We can be in and out of here before they even know we're here.
The pack tosses a silver trophy, which smokes in their hands.
Silver! Oh, pink! I can take it! No, I can't!
Wyatt catches it.
Nice grab. Come on.
Willa stomps off. A girl with braids, Winter, follows. They peer into the auditorium.
As your president, I will make Seabrook a place that embraces zombies and...
Werewolves?
No. Why would we want... Werewolves!
The werewolves storm into the auditorium. They spot Addison.
There she is!
Football team, defense, C24, right!
Football players shield Addison from the werewolves.
Where's the moonstone, white hair?
I think you've got the wrong person.
Eliza, what are you doing?
Let's smash our Z-bands and zombie out. We can use our strength to fend them off.
We can't lose control. We are not monsters.
Our razor-sharp claws will gut them and splatter their blood.
Too much?
Willa nods.
Wolf! On my command.
Willa.
Their pendants and eyes glow.
Willa, we can't go to war with the whole town. We'll never find the moonstone if they're on high alert.
Hate it when you're right. Wolves, stand down.
Their pendants stop glowing.
Okay.
The shrimp mascot uncovers its eyes.
Sorry. We werewolves so admire your town, and we just came here to join your school.
What? They can't join our school?
Technically, the Forbidden Forest is within the school district.
So, welcome to Seabrook.
Zed gapes. The wolves flash wide smiles that expose their fangs. Addison waves her pom-poms and grins outside the school.
Zed for Prez! Vote Zed for Prez, because I'm a zombie, not a zombie can't be.
Okay, here's our platform. We fight for zombie toppings on pizza in the cafeteria.
Right.
Get zombie tongue taught as a second language.
Good.
And how to overthrow your oppressors after school club.
Eliza.
Sorry, right. Don't overpromise.
But more importantly, we allow zombies at prom.
Good luck, Mr. Pizza President.
Hey, Zed! Did you hear? Addie's being tested for captain, and she gets to run cheer practice tomorrow.
It's not a big deal. Okay, it's huge.
A huge chance to fail!
Lacey smirks as she makes Bucky buttons.
If Addie aces this practice, oh my gosh, she's so gonna be cheer captain once Bucky wins. He's so gonna win. Cause you know, elections, they're just like these big old popularity contests, and Bucky is super popular. So, what?
Thanks, Bree.
Bree awkwardly looks away from Zed.
I know it's weird I'll only be cheer captain if Bucky's president, but...
No, that just means neither of us can lose, because one of us is gonna get what we want. And I can live with that.
Me too. You'll do great, Zed.
He hands her a flyer.
Zed for Prez!
Bonzo wears a sandwich board and hands out flyers.
Fredsky. Cruiser Zedsky.
Thank you.
A pink van approaches.
Boom, Bucky Buchanan for president. A vote for Bucky is a vote for sheer affection.
Bonzo watches it drive past. In the school, the werewolves strut down a hallway. Willa bares her fangs at passing humans.
These sheep just let us in. Bad idea.
We agreed to play nice.
Oh, this is me being nice.
She claws lockers.
Now let's find that moonstone.
Behind them, Zed walks with Eliza.
Cheer fans in Bucky's camp, and zombies in the football team in mine, the school split right down the middle. Werewolves are the swing vote.
Wolves are key to winning this election. Do you know, winning over the wolves is gonna be hard.
Trust me, I got this. We're gonna win the wolves' votes and more. We just have to show them how to fit in, like us. Easy.
They watch the werewolves stride away. Now, as Addison walks through the library, Wyatt peeks at her from behind a book standing in an aisle. He hides his face with the book as she turns back. She turns his book the right way up. He smiles.
Okay, this is a little bit weird.
Addison widens her eyes as she walks away. Wyatt follows. At a table, Bree writes in a binder. Winter snatches her paper and eats it. Willa slams down books.
Lies! These history books claim werewolves attacked Seabrook settlers, but they struck first and stole our moonstone.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
There's a lot you don't know.
I know the alarm's gonna go off if you don't check out those books.
Willa flings her necklace and it sticks to a sensor, sparking. She plucks it off.
Our necklaces have a way with electronics.
Wyatt and Winter strut away with two other wolves. Addison shifts her eyes. In Zombie Town, Willa and her pack hang outside.
Ugh, useless. None of these history books say where the moonstone is hidden.
When the wolves vote, win the election. Easy.
Hello, wolves. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Zed, zombie, football star, presidential hopeful.
The wolves stare at his extended hand.
Thinking.
When zombies first came to Seabrook, we were outsiders too. Which is why you need a great president like Zed to represent you. We'd be honored if you guys joined us.
Our pack is our pack. We don't need anyone else, so. Who doesn't want more friends? Underneath all that fluffy hair, I bet you're a real softie.
Winter glares at Zoe.
I am a mean, mean werewolf kid. I am tough and rough.
Aw, you said rough. Like a sweet little puppy dog.
We are beasts of the forest. We will never be tamed.
Zoe scratches behind her ear.
Oh, wow, that's great. Sorry.
Willa scowls. Zoe drops her hand.
We're nothing like you, zombies.
You sort of are. Your necklace is powered, right? Kind of like an organic Z-band?
You're smarter than he looks.
Thanks.
That necklace keeps you from fully wolfing out?
The opposite. Our moonstones make us our true werewolf selves.
So, without it, you'd be human?
No. We'd die. We'd be nothing.
Imagine how alive you'd feel if you didn't have to tamp things down. Hold back your true selves.
Actually, I've got this theory that zombies might have evolved beyond our need for Z-bands.
Z-bands are great. They help you fit in. And I think you guys would have a much better time at Seabrook if you just followed in our footsteps. Join a club. Play football. I'll even teach you how to tackle. Just lighten up. Be more like us.
The pack stomps past Zed, who follows.
Do it like the zombies do. Brush your fangs when you wake up. Comb your hair, do your makeup. Sleep at night, don't stay up. Do it like the zombies do. Don't stand out when you're fitting in. Winning gets hurt. Do it like the zombies do. I hope you're open to my advice.
Oh, it's invaluable to us, right?
Sounds like this could be a paradise.
Do it like the zombies do.
Why should we change? They should be like us. Yeah, he may eat brains, but he's got no guts.
No. He's gone insane. Yeah, he's acting nuts. Come on, we've got moves to bust.
Whoa! All you got to do is give an inch, and we gon' take it to the top.
The zombies and werewolves dance on the street. Zed catches a football.
Do it like the zombies do.
Winter tackles Zed as he spins the football on his finger.
Oh! Oh!
At school, Zed walks with Eliza and Bonzo.
Yeah, that went badly. No way Zed is getting the wolf vote.
All right, what are our poll numbers?
Not as good as...
That's awful.
We just gotta make sure you deliver a killer speech tomorrow, okay? So the first step is...
More glossy publicity shots.
Good human?
Huh? Yeah, I look a little human, but that's only because people are lumping werewolves and zombies together. I gotta show them that I'm nothing like those furballs.
In the gym.
I am so fired up to be running cheer practice. Together, we can do anything.
Bree points and Addison turns to see the werewolves watching from the bleachers.
Sorry, but this practice space is for cheerleaders only.
Just try and get us to leave.
Winter, some respect.
No, I don't want you to leave. I want you to stay. Show us what you can do. The cheer team is for everyone.
5, 6, 7, 8!
Addison and the Z team perform a stiff routine. Winter, Wyatt, and other werewolves join in the gaps with a complimentary dance. Addison nods at Wyatt with a smile. They bring their hands in with the others. Male cheerleaders lift a series of female cheerleaders in the air. They pose, then twist to the ground. Addison high-fives a girl, then moves to the back. Bree goes to the front and does the splits as Addison gets lifted. Zed, Eliza, and Bonzo enter and watch. Addison and two other girls fall into their base's arms. Wyatt hugs Addison.
Yeah, that scruffy, super handsome, fine-smelling Wyatt is really into Addison.
You know what? They're just cheering. And laughing.
That was so amazing! You are all natural cheerleaders.
But I'm sure she's just convincing the wolves to vote for me.
We wolves work well together.
But I'm not a wolf.
Addison squints.
I'm not threatened.
Eliza pats Zed's shoulder, then leaves.
Winter?
Bree kneels with Winter as she sinks to her knees, the glow in her pendant and eyes fading. Bucky approaches.
Well done, Addison. With werewolves on cheer, this election is so in the bag.
Bucky, this is not about politics. I always just felt like cheer could unite.
You are gonna make a great cheer captain.
I'm gonna be cheer captain!
Lacey shrugs at Stacy. Wyatt beams.
I was thinking the team could move beyond trophies and we can start an outreach program.
Whoa. Cheer is what I say cheer is about. And it's about winning. All right, I'm Bucky.
Addison hangs her head. Wyatt holds her wrist.
You are a leader, Addison. But of something a lot greater than cheer.
She gazes into his eyes, then glances at his hand. Zed watches from across the gym. A smile spreads on Wyatt's face. She spots Zed.
Zed!
She passes Wyatt and hurries towards him. Zed leaves the gym.
Zed!
He stops walking.
What's wrong?
Werewolves. They're not interested in fitting in.
They're into cheer.
No, they're into you, and you're into him. Them.
What? Why are you acting like this?
Do you know how hard it was for zombies? Now everything is just being handed to the werewolves on a silver platter.
Actually, they hate silver.
I'm trying to win an election for my people. For you. So we can go to prom. So we can be accepted.
That's not being accepted.
That's being afraid to show who you really are.
Says the girl who wore a wig her whole life.
Addison's nostrils flare. Zed swallows.
Yeah, I did. Because I always felt like an outsider. And even though I might be cheer captain, I still do. You know I don't have a place here. Don't have a zombie crew. I don't know what I am. So excuse me for respecting a pack of werewolves who are proud of who they are.
Zed drops his gaze. She glares at him, then runs off. Addison walks down a hallway in her cheer uniform, wearing a whistle around her neck. Her white hair hangs past her shoulders. Humans in pastel clothing stand by their lockers.
How do people make it look easy? Are they happy or just good at deceiving? I just want a bit of that feeling for myself. I don't put the pressure of soulmates. I just want somebody who knows me. Cause every now and then I admit I need a little bit of help.
She and Zed walk separately.
I don't feel like I belong anywhere, where.
How do things keep going wrong? How did we get here?
The more I cover up my flaws, the more they appear. I gotta find where I belong.
In Zombie Town.
I wish that I could feel the way you do sometimes. You're stuck on the outside while I'm in here wondering why I had to make it worse. You were already hurt. Don't want to be another thing on your mind. I wish that I could make a change instead of making mistakes. Trying to hold you up instead, I'm the one pushing away. Just want to understand, but every time I can't. And I don't know why.
I don't feel like I belong anywhere, where.
How did I get this so wrong? To leave us right here.
The more I cover up my flaws, the more they appear. I gotta find where I belong.
Addison returns home.
Everywhere I go, I don't feel like home. Even my parents, they act like they know. Cause I have to leave to finally see if there's someone out there and they're just like me, then I'll go.
In her room, she tries on a blue bow on her hair at night.
I don't feel like I belong anywhere, where.
How did I get this so wrong to leave us right here?
The more I cover up my flaws, the more they appear. I gotta find where.
On his porch at night, Zed assembles strips of Addison's shredded letters. A passage reads, Zed, always know this, we belong together. Love, Addison. Zed looks up and beams. At home, Addison texts on her phone. She lifts a ceramic mug to her lips.
Zed?
She rises off a couch, then goes to the front door and opens it. Lights illuminate the empty street outside. Seeing claw marks on the door, she sets down her mug, then looks up to find the wolf pack.
Come with us.
What's so important?
You are.
Willa intently gazes at Addison, who gulps. Now the moon glows above the Forbidden Forest. The werewolves head back toward their cave. Addison walks beside Winter.
Where are we going?
It's a wolf secret. If we told you, we'd have to kill you.
Willa gives Winter a look.
Too much, I knew it, sorry. Welcome.
Willa glances at Wyatt.
But not too welcome.
Are you okay? My necklace is losing its charge.
Every day, more and more of our pack become sick because their moonstones lose their power. All of our elders are too sick to travel, which leaves
taking care of the pack to us. To me. You'll be fine, Winter. I promise. You better be right about this. We need to find the moonstone soon.
She leads Winter away.
Follow us, Addison. Please.
Wyatt guides Addison into the cave. Inside, an orange light pulses on the stone walls. In Zombie Town, Zed hurries over to Bonzo and Eliza.
You guys! I have to go apologize to Addison right now.
Gruza.
No, I know, I want to see it too. You know, ever since football ended, I so miss watching you get pummeled.
Attention, citizens. All curfews will be strictly enforced.
Zegra
top. Yeah, with the curfew in effect, it's going to be nearly impossible to get past the Z Patrol.
Hey, guys!
and yet somehow Bree just did.
Have you seen Addison? She texts me for help, but she's not home. She's not answering her phone.
Oh. Hey, Bonzo.
I guess you.
You guys, focus.
Oh.
Addison needs help.
Okay, if her phone is on, I can track her.
Eliza's tablet screen reads tracking over a map of Seabrook. A dot appears marking Addison's location.
She's in the Forbidden Forest.
The wolves. They kidnapped her. You guys, we have to help Addison.
Zed and the others run. In the cave, the wolves lead Addison into a large room.
The wolf, then!
Wow.
A blue light glows above.
It's okay to be impressed.
Our language. Ow, Addison. That means welcome.
Ow! Ostrich boots?
No, I think Addison meant ow.
Ow!
Polka dot unicorn?
Cool, where?
Oh, no, sorry.
Ow! Whoa. Language, there are werepups around.
She needs to put a pebble in the werewolf jar. I'm so sorry.
Enough. This is not why we brought her here.
Why am I here?
Wyatt grabs a stone. He holds it up, and it emits a blue light that projects a blurry video onto a wall. It shows a female figure with long white hair in front of the moon.
I believe you will lead us to the Moonstone. I believe you're the Great Alpha. I believe you're a werewolf.
What?
Addison furrows her brow. She follows Wyatt upstairs.
Turn up, expand our history. Pull back the veil of mystery. What's written on the cave is prophecy. The Great Alpha is our destiny. Show us the power of chemistry. Lead us to the source of our energy. No one knows her identity, but she looks like you identically.
This is how we're living our lives. Living our lives. Living our lives. Yeah, can you feel the call to the wild? Call to the wild. The call to the wild.
To the rhythm, totally.
I feel the vibe when you're close to me, and you can feel it too, or hopefully. Now look up and tell me what you really see. A bunch of stray wolves or a family.
This is how.
Four wolves hold poles in a grid. Another wolf twirls through the center square. They lower the poles to the floor. Wolves dance over them. Addison joins in, doing hopscotch-like jumps over the poles. The wolves raise the poles to create an opening. She leans back, then slips under the poles towards Wyatt.
Now show me what you got if you're one of us.
Facing off with Addison, Willa rhythmically stomps and claps. Addison replicates the movement. In the forest, Zed, Bree, Eliza, and Bonzo near the cave. In the den, Addison tilts her head back and matches Willa's howl. The girls do a handshake.
This is how we're living our lives.
Addison falls back into the wolves' arms, then emerges in a leather vest, her hair now wavy. Bonzo, Bree, and Zed's heads pop out from behind walls to watch. Addison dances at the center of the werewolves. Bonzo looks at Zed. Zed slams his Z-band against the wall and runs over.
Addison!
Zed!
Don't make me take this off! You don't want to see me zombie out!
The wolves snarl. Zed's Z-band flies off his wrist. His veins bulge.
Wolves!
Stand back!
Addison grabs the Z-band.
Down!
Zed flings a werewolf through the air, then glares at the others. Addison runs over to him. She snaps Zed's Z-band back around his wrist. His veins retract.
Zed!
I want to be here.
What?
Wait, but you texted help.
I needed help on the chemistry homework. Didn't you see the beaker emoji?
Bree looks down at the texts on her phone.
Oh, I do now. By the way, I love this new look. New hairstylist?
Werewolves. They know hair.
And manicures.
They think I may be a werewolf, too.
What? How?
Maybe a grandparent. My hair means something. This could be my pack.
For centuries, this has been set aside for the great Alpha.
Willow holds a stone pendant.
A fully charged moonstone is priceless to us, Addison.
If you're truly one of us, when you put it on, you'll be transformed into a werewolf. Part of our pack. Forever.
What? No! Wait.
Can I think about it?
Willa glances back at Wyatt. He pumps his eyebrows.
For a day.
Addison takes the pendant's box.
Once you've joined us, you can lead us to the hidden moonstone.
But she doesn't know where it is.
What?
What's that? What is that?
The earth shakes and everyone staggers. They rush outside the cave to look out over Seabrook. Lights flicker inside the power plant below.
Good! Taguro!
Yeah, the explosion came from Seabrook Power.
They must be testing charges for the demolition tomorrow.
Seabrook Power is the birthplace of zombies.
A little lime soda mixed with some mysterious energy
and BAM! Zombies.
Nice story, but it doesn't concern us.
But it does concern you, Willa. Seabrook Power was fueled by a mysterious energy source. That could be your moonstone, right?
She found the moonstone. She's amazing.
Zed lowers his gaze.
She's right.
Wow.
Winter grins. Bree looks back at Bonzo, who smiles.
We'll see you at school tomorrow, Addison.
Okay, tomorrow. Big day.
Addison pivots and leaves. Zed, Eliza, Bree, and Bonzo follow. Willa faces Wyatt.
If they destroy that building, it'll crush the moonstone underneath. We can't let that happen.
Addison can help.
Maybe. Once she's one of us, but till then, I lead this pack. We need to stop them from destroying the moonstone. Whatever it takes.
The next day, Addison eats breakfast at home with her parents. They spoon fruit into their mouths in unison and stare at her. Addison wears her werewolf look with braids in her wavy white hair. Dark makeup lines her eyes.
So, new look?
I like it. My new friends like it.
Did you join a, rock band?
She squints and makes a face. At school.
It's election day, Seabrook! We have an assembly to hear from our presidential candidates, and it is gonna be so good to see you all!
Addison saunters into a room.
Whoa! Bad hair day? Bad hair life?
I think it looks great.
Yeah, not so much.
Addison, if you ever expect to be cheer captain...
Well, maybe I don't. Maybe cheer team isn't for me after all.
The Aces hurry away. Addison smirks.
Addison! I was up all night thinking. You're not a werewolf. You can't be.
But I love moonlight strolls.
Yeah, you like sunsets too. That doesn't mean you're a vampire.
Zed.
Look, it's really hard being considered a monster. Trust me.
All I've ever wanted is to find my pack. And now I finally have.
She opens the box that holds the glowing pendant. The stone radiates blue light.
When I see the wolves, I'm going to put this on. And I'm really sorry I can't make the debate, but I need to find the wolves.
Addison pulls Zed into a hug. He stares off.
Good luck.
She smiles and walks away. Zed holds the metal box. She pivots back.
Oops, almost forgot. You'll do great, Zed.
She takes the box and pats him.
Are you ready for the debate? Come on, we're gonna be late.
Zed follows Eliza into a packed room.
You're gonna prove to everyone that we're more than just...
monsters.
Banners of Zed as a zombie hang.
Bucky made me look...
scary.
People in the room observe as Zed stares at the banners. They step aside as he walks toward them. Eliza follows. At the power plant.
Evacuate immediately. Demolition scheduled for 5 p.m. this evening.
At school.
All right.
We don't have much time. This is how we sabotage the demolition and stop them.
It's my responsibility to make sure we're all safe. We follow my lead.
It's a good plan, Willa.
What plan?
We're going after the Moonstone. Top secret. You can't tell anyone. Bad Wolf! Bad Wolf!
You're going after the Moonstone now?
We'll survive the detonation.
Then let me join you. I'm ready to become a wolf, if you really are one.
Addison opens the box to find it empty.
It's gone.
You lost it?
Do you know how precious a Moonstone necklace is? If she was serious about being a wolf, if she was the great alpha, she wouldn't have been so careless.
No, I don't know how. Stay out of our amazing hair.
Willa flips her hair and storms off. Wyatt and the wolves turn their backs on Addison and leave. In the gym, Zed faces the crowd.
You got your speech?
He pulls out a paper along with the pendant from his jacket pocket.
Addison's necklace?
I took it. I can't let her become a werewolf. I have to protect her. All of this, running for president, it's all for her.
No, Zed, this is bigger than that. Okay, this is for you, for me, for all zombies everywhere. This is more important than anything else.
Look, we'll deal with this later, okay? Just become president. That's what zombies need.
Eliza slips the necklace into his jacket and steps away. Zed exhales slowly, then walks off.
Your first nominee, of course.
Running for president wearing the sequin Mighty Shrimp uniform.
Three-time MVP, lean, mean, cheering machine.
And captain of our hearts, Bucky!
Bonzo DJs. Bucky emerges next to a podium in a green silk boxer's robe, then removes it to reveal a sequined varsity jacket.
Your other candidate of course. Yep, why not?
Introducing our soon-to-be first green-haired president and repping a proud people, Zed!
Bonzo holds out his hand. Zed gives him a high five as he moves to another podium.
Hear us roar!
No, actually, we're not gonna roar. No roaring. You know what? I'm not gonna fight. No, this isn't a fight. This is just a nice, little cordial debate we're having here today.
Good to hear, Zed. Oh, did you see that? That was a high five. No.
Are you ready to battle?
Principal Lee raises her fist. Bonzo DJs.
Music. It is my mission.
We got a goal in mind.
Save our tradition.
That is the bottom line.
We're always winning.
Look how the trophy shines.
You're going down. Bury you back underground.
I'm the one who stands up for the people. I embrace diversity. Treat everyone as equal.
Zed is thoughtful.
Thanks.
He's a natural born leader.
True.
And if you think about it, Bucky is neither.
Yo, I will win this race. I'm a cheer rock star. Mirrors love my face.
Your ego made your head so big you can't see. You got no shot to beat me.
Oh! I know you hear me. If you're with me, stand up.
Know where you win if you go against us.
In pictures, we're more glamorous.
You wanna battle with the best? Good luck.
Let's go.
You need a leader who looks out for the crowd.
Then I'm winning. Someone that'll make you proud.
Then I'm winning.
Man through the ups and downs.
I'm winning.
Let me hear you screaming loud.
I'm winning.
I challenge you, no way you're thinking.
Yo, I know I'd be a much better president.
Tell him your reasons.
I'm a real human. There's no danger in that. They're real monsters.
Man.
What if they turn back?
We aren't monsters, man. We win the football games. We join the cheer squad. Monsters wouldn't do those things. We got a good attitude.
Dude, you eat brains.
If I did, you don't have one, so you'd be safe.
Ooh, zigna doo ding a ba da doo big da ba di da bo di da zaga doo.
You're all weird and strange. We are here for change. We need a president who will do whatever it takes.
Look, we can go back and forth, but in the end, it's facts. You're a monster, and you can't debate that.
Yo, I know you hear me. If you're with me, stand up.
Know where you win if you go against us.
I know we'll be victorious.
You want to battle with the best? Good luck.
Let's go.
You need a leader who looks out for the crowd.
Then I'm winning. Someone that'll make you proud.
Then I'm winning.
Man through the ups and downs.
I'm winning.
Let me hear you screaming loud.
I'm winning. You want to change Seabrook?
Yeah, for the better.
I knew it. How's it better to have zombies at prom?
Our dance game's strong.
What?
Zed and the zombies do rhythmic zombie-like dance moves.
Zombie tongue at Seaburg's Abba Dabba Zinga.
I think I make a fine president too. Thanks for the compliment. I think you like zombie as a second language. It's an easy A.
What's next? More zombie dates on calendar?
More holidays.
Yay! Whoa, whoa!
And as an added perk, if I'm president, no more homework. You need a leader who looks out for the crowd.
Then I'm winning. Someone that'll make you proud.
I'm winning.
Bad through the ups and downs.
Humans and zombies wave Zed pictures.
Zed for Prez! Vote for me because I swear I'm no monster.
Zed scratches his chest under his jacket. The pendant attaches to his Z-band. It sparks and transforms him into a full zombie.
Oh no. Addison's necklace is shutting down your Z-band.
The human students flee.
See, he's a monster.
As the ACs flee, Zed shuffles away from Bucky.
Can't let them see me as monster.
Breathe, focus, okay? You can control this. You don't have to hide, Zed.
I know you won't hurt me, big guy, but they don't.
Zed's body twitches. He picks up one of the podiums.
Come on, throw it!
Zed slams the podium to the floor.
Zed, the necklace, remove it!
Zed pulls the pendant off his Z-band. He returns to normal. He turns to look at the crowd. The human and zombie students eye him nervously. Zed runs off. Bucky shakes his head, then grins as Eliza chases after her friend. In the hallway.
Zed, wait!
I lost the election.
Maybe. Probably. Yeah, you did. Look, but the problem is, you lost yourself first.
Eliza walks past him. Zed regards a campaign poster where he's dressed in pastel clothing and has brown hair. He glances at Addison's inert pendant. At the power plant, the wolves sprint inside the building.
We triggered the alarm, hurry!
Lights turn on and illuminate them in the dark space.
Wolves! Freeze where you are!
Officers approach. The werewolf's eyes and pendants glow. At school, Bree rushes over to where Addison sits in a hallway.
Addie, are you okay?
I lost the necklace, Bree. I let the wolves down. Is the alarm?
Attention. Monster activity at Seabrook Power. Attention.
It's the werewolves. Attention. We need to help them. Bree, would you?
I will. I'm in. Always.
We can't do this alone. We need to rally the Z-team.
Right.
No. Actually, we're gonna need everyone.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Come on!
At the power plant.
You're trespassing, werewolves!
How can we be trespassing on our own land?
This is werewolf territory!
I don't know anything about that.
We could take them.
The humans step back as the wolves advance.
Hear it, getting louder, a call for revolution. Yeah, we came for what was ours. It's time for restitution. We'll protect our own, take back the stone. No human nature cannot hold us down.
Stranded at the bottom, but we're more than a whisper. No, we'll never be forgotten. Our blood's thicker than silver. Yeah, when words collide, it's do or die. So tell me, is it wrong to stand your ground? Hear us howl, all or nothing. Fangs around, we ain't running. Hear us howl, it's all or nothing.
The wolves stomp as they move forward menacingly.
Arrest them!
An officer sprays white smoke. The werewolves retreat and officers handcuff them.
Colloidal silver. That'll tame those beasts.
Demo time! Everybody clear out!
A device's screen goes from safe to armed.
I failed you. They'll destroy the Moonstone. They'll destroy us.
No!
Addison?
The world has
gone crazy, and no one seems to listen. Gotta step in, no more maybes, and stop the demolition. Is it hope or fear? Look in the mirror. Everything we build is coming down.
Zombies join the cheerleaders.
No more hesitation. It's time we start to realize that all this separation, silence is still taking.
Cheerleaders and zombies dance.
Oh, this is a declaration of a new generation. It's now or never. We're in this together. We'll fight through the highs and the lows. No, we won't break. We're more than flesh and bone.
Bonzo turns a wheel and sprinklers rain water from above. The zombies and cheerleaders spin through the pooling water, splashing as they dance. They run down a hallway while others occupy a control room. They slam their fists against the control panels.
History changes, but we lost the pages we wrote.
Zed arrives.
When you lose direction, can't see the reflection, you know. We came from the bottom, then became the problem. Now everything's out of control. So hey, are you with me? Let's go!
He joins Addison and Eliza. Addison's dad, Dale, watches with Zed's dad. The United Dancers shuffle with their legs wide, then raise their arms overhead. They stand with their fists clenched. Zed approaches his dad.
You gotta stop the demolition, Dad. I know how hard you work to get this job, but if it's gonna hurt the werewolves, you have to stop it.
His dad bites his bottom lip, then regards the handcuffed werewolves.
You're right. And Addison's right. Shut it down. Stop the detonation. Tomorrow, when it's safe, we'll find what you're looking for. But right now, you can all go home!
Zed picks up Addison and twirls her in an embrace. The officers remove the wolves' handcuffs. Eliza and Bonzo high-five. The kids run out of the power plant. Zed catches up with Addison and Bree.
Hey.
We did it! We stopped the demo! What's wrong?
Addison, I'm gonna lose the election, which means I can't take you to prom.
That's okay, Zed. We cannot go to the prom together.
Zed glances at the werewolf standing nearby. He pulls out Addison's pendant from his trouser pocket and holds it out to her.
He found it!
Thank you.
She beams and hugs him. Zed keeps his gaze lowered.
What?
I took it. I stole it when you weren't looking.
I thought I lost it. I questioned myself.
Addison, I'm sorry. I was afraid that if you turn into a wolf, I'd lose you.
You don't get to make that choice for me.
But a werewolf?
I finally find where I belong, and you try to steal that from me? Why would I ever go to the prom with you after what you did?
Addison turns and walks a few steps away. She shakes her head, then places the pendant around her neck. The stone glows blue. Zed, Bree, and the wolves watch Addison as she stands with her back to them. She pivots with her hands raised like claws. The stone's light fades.
Am I?
Bree hesitates as she gazes at Addison, then touches her arm.
You're beautiful, Addie. But the same beautiful that you've always been.
She's not a werewolf.
Wyatt glances at Willa. Addison looks down.
Oh my gosh, boss! Boss! We got a problem.
What?
The remote shorted out, and now the detonation timer's running.
Well, shut it off!
Like, I can't!
No!
Zed's dad and the others rush toward the power plant. Explosions rip through the building. Everyone stops running and watches as the power plant crumbles.
What have they done?
A frown creases Addison's brow. The wolves' pendants glow a sickly yellow. Wyatt, Winter, and Willa touch their chests.
Addison?
She stares off with wide eyes. In the day, black smoke rises from the demolished plant. In Zombie Town, Addison gazes at a fountain near the Unification Gate. She turns to us.
The center of zombie and werewolf culture is in rubble. And I still don't have a pack.
At school, Bree walks hand in hand with Bonzo.
Attention, everyone. This is your new President Bucky, reminding you that the prawn is tomorrow night.
As you know, with the anti-monster law still in place, this is a human-only event.
Briska.
Banska.
Bree throws up her free hand and shakes her head. At night, stars twinkle in the sky over the Forbidden Forest. In the den, a wolf wraps a blanket around his body. Zed enters and moves toward Wyatt as he helps a pack member. Willa places a blanket over a female werewolf. Zed approaches them.
They were wrong to destroy Seabrook power. And I was wrong about werewolves. You have every right to fight for who you are.
Yeah, but what are we now, zombie?
You're fierce, proud werewolves.
Yeah, they think we're monsters.
We are monsters.
A smile grows on Zed's face. At the school, a valet opens a limo's door.
Thank you, sir.
Bucky steps out in a pink and silver sequined blazer. He struts towards the entrance with the blue and pink clad Aces.
After you. What's that?
The zombies and werewolves march over in dark formal attire.
It's zombies.
And werewolves.
In formal wear?
The group struts forward.
You look good.
You guys can't be here. There are laws against this.
Bad laws are meant to be broken.
And monsters don't follow the rules. Zombies are a part of Seabrook, Bucky, and we deserve to be here.
We're a part of Seabrook, too. The originals, in fact. Someone's gotta stop you.
Bucky reaches for an alarm. Willow raises her claws.
Welcome to Prawn.
He releases the alarm. Wyatt helps Willa as she holds her hand to her chest. Zed and the others follow. Inside, Addison wears an ice blue dress. She turns as the zombies and wolves enter. Bree spots Bonzo and raises her hand.
Bonzo!
Briska!
He runs over.
Grasica.
Yes, I'll go to Prawn with you.
He hugs her and lifts her off her feet. Zed enters the well-decorated space wearing a patched burgundy suit. He sees Addison across the room and they share a long look. They step toward one another. A light illuminates the tulle on her dress's full skirt.
Addison, I had no right to take your necklace to stop you from becoming a werewolf. I couldn't handle the fact that you might be a monster, because I couldn't accept the fact that I am one.
I thought everything would make sense if I was a werewolf, but I'm not. And I don't even know if I'm a cheerleader.
You're a leader, Addison. You make others belong, at camp, at cheer practice, even when protesting for what's right. You bring people together.
They take each other's hands. He places hers on his shoulder, and they slow dance.
You're from the perfect paradise, ooh. And I'm living on the darker side.
Ooh, I had a feeling if you got to know me.
Right from the start, you caught my eye, and something inside me came to life.
Ooh, I've got a feeling now you really know me. Someday. This could be ordinary. Someday, could we be something extraordinary?
You and me side by side,
out in the broad daylight. Hey, life, we'll say, we're gonna be someday.
happy someday.
Someday,
someday, we're gonna be someday.
Zed leans down to kiss Addison. They part before their lips touch.
This way.
Zed pulls Addison through the crowd as people flee. Cups shake on a table. Stacy, Lacey, and JC run past Bucky.
You're supposed to protect your president!
Bucky hides under a table. Meanwhile, a massive crack spreads from the power plant, rupturing the ground as it hurtles along a street into Zombie Town. At school, a crack forms in the center of a hallway and creates a huge hole within which a blue light glows. Zed, Addison, Winter, Willow, Wyatt, and others stand by the hole.
The energy from the Moonstone must have created the fault line.
What?
If we follow this crack, it may lead us to the Moonstone.
So it's only buried and not destroyed.
The building shakes violently.
We have to get to it! Quickly, while we still can!
Willa enters the hole first, and her pack quickly follows. She looks around the dark, hazy space, then moves toward a blue light.
It's this way! I see the light coming from Seeper Power!
The walls shake around them as they creep deeper down a tunnel. Sparks bounce off of mounted lamps. Willa hurries over to a huge glowing moonstone in a cage.
Here it is!
The werewolves touch their pendants against the violet moonstone and they pulse with blue light. They grip the stones and their eyes turn yellow.
We have to move it out of here.
Let's assess that together. Our pack can move the stone.
All of us, lift!
The werewolves lift the cage together, then drop it.
It's too heavy. There's not enough of us. Then maybe you need to expand your pack. Addison? We came here to help. Come on, everyone, we got this!
Right.
Hands grip the cage.
Hurry before it's too late! Together! Lift!
As they lift the cage, a massive rock blocks a passage.
Chamber's collapsed. We can't carry the moonstone through.
Your Z-band, it's still broken. Zed, take it off. Lift the slab. He said you can do this.
I'm not ready. What if I can't control it?
Zed, you have to.
Zed looks around at the humans, werewolves, and zombies, then reaches down and takes off his Z-band. His fist clenches and his veins bulge.
Yes! Come on, you can do this.
Lacey and JC stumble as the ground shakes. Zed grits his teeth and pushes the huge stone slab out of the way. Everyone else carries out the moonstone as Zed holds the slab up. Zed waits for the last person to exit the chamber into the tunnel, then drops the slab, filling the space with dust. Addison moves toward the blocked entrance.
Zed!
Eliza, Bree, and the werewolves observe. Addison's eyes shift as she stares at the darkness. A small light appears, and Zed walks out of the dust, adjusting his Z-band.
Zed! Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm me.
We crushed it! We nailed it! We stole rock! Yes! Too much? Perfect. We did it! See, brains.
Brains!
Eliza photographs Zed and Addison.
We're getting our first zombie on the Prawn Wall of Fame. Ow!
Bonzo howls beside Wyatt.
Hey, said that perfectly.
Bonzo's got an ear for languages.
At the prawn, the moonstone glows as the students dance.
We are all different, baby, but that's what I like. We're separate, but we're together, like stars in the sky. We got a good thing going on, yeah. Nobody has to feel alone, oh yeah.
One of us chased the day, and one of us faced the night. And all of us paved the way to where we all are tonight. Turn around, and now we found that we are now.
Oh.
One for all, used to be divided.
One for all,
now
Willa puts the stone pendant around Addison's neck.
One for all, one for all.
There's something here that's magic. Let's dance until dawn. The feeling is automatic. It's where we belong. We're so unique, we're not the same. Yeah, and that's what gives us all our strength.
One of us chase the day.
Bucky flips through the crowd. He helps Addison into a pink varsity coat, and they hug. She embraces Zed, then Bucky hugs both of them. Eliza takes off her Z-band and zombies out. Wyatt beams, then reattaches it.
We about to bring it all on. Watch me shake it like a pom-pom. Yeah, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake it, shake it like a pom-pom.
Yeah, get sick, get ill. Lean back with a zombie tilt. Hey, with a zombie tilt. Yeah, with a zombie tilt. New kids on a new block. Werewolves to the moonwalk.
The students touch the stone, then find themselves in the wolf den with it. They dance together.
One for all, now we're all united.
One for all, this party ain't private.
One for all,
everyone's invited.
One for all,
no wristband required.
One for all,
get hyped, get excited.
One for all,
one for all,
one for all.
Zed's dad enters. Zoe and a young werewolf girl pet Zoe's dog. Coach serves Froyo from his cart. Lacey eats some, then looks back. A scoop sits in the flavor peanut butter and bones. She shrugs. Coach holds his scooper and does robot dance moves. Addison and Zed hold hands, then kiss. The couple grins and embraces one another. Later, Addison sleeps in her bed at night. A light pulses through her window. In the near distance, a glowing asteroid falls toward the Earth, trailing a bright blue wake. Addison's radio alarm clock flickers on. She opens her eyes. Lifting her head, she eyes it with a frown.
Weird.
Her white hair briefly glows blue, cut to black. Audio description funded by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.